Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good uplifting song here. Good choice there, Austin. I like this one.
Thank you, Bob.
I have We're no idea who's singing it. Upbeat. I have no idea, but it's, I like it.
Upbeat music.
Upbeat. Well, the question is, will the mood at the University of Pittsburgh be upbeat on Saturday night after they take on Notre Dame in one of the most highly anticipated games of the season for just about everyone except Pat Narduzzi, it seems?
It's definitely the most anticipated game for Pitt this year, no doubt. I mean,
Oh, absolutely.
Is this more anticipated than the backyard brawl?
Anytime it's Notre Dame, it takes a different level, especially this Notre Dame team, which has really come on. And when you look at their schedule, only two losses are to really good teams early. Texas A&M is still undefeated. They beat them. And Miami, when Miami was in the top five, I think, when they played, and Miami beat them. So other than that, they've responded really well from that beginning, and here they are now knocking on the door. I think they came out number 9 in the college football rankings yesterday. Pitt was up to 22 without playing. They moved from 24 to 22.
Yeah, I think that that's probably a fair ranking for Pitt. Like, the West Virginia loss is going to hurt their resume a little bit, but if they win against Notre Dame, Bob, they're a top 15 team in the country.
Yeah, I think I was going to ask, what do you think the jump would be? If they beat Notre Dame, first of all, knocks Notre Dame out of the playoff, I would imagine. Three losses is different, obviously, than two, and especially against the team that you're favored to win by 12 points, and that's what the line is right now. So I think that would really hurt. And that's all the more reason for Pitt to play with a lot of enthusiasm in this game. They could do double damage. They could hurt Notre Dame and help themselves and move up to 15. And then if they win their next two after that, they could be knocking on the door number 10, which is why I think this game is still very important.
Yeah, if you win out, even if you don't go to the ACC championship game, I do think that you get in because of those wins on your resume. If you beat Notre Dame, you're going to be, I don't know, maybe 15 to 17.
All
right,
of these
in that realm.
Teams are ranked moving forward.
Right.
The three they're going to play.
You knock out Georgia Tech, who has been ranked throughout a lot of the season, and you beat Miami, who was the number 2 team in the country at one point, and was looked at as a really solid team that also did beat Notre Dame, you're going to be probably borderline, but right around 10, 11, right in that range in the ACC. And we saw, I mean, look at SMU last year. SMU lost the ACC championship game. They did end up making the playoff, but there was a big debate. Should SMU get in?
Right.
They ended up being the 11th seed.
So I think whatever the case may be, and Joe's back. Joe, we're talking about this game for Pitt. It, to me, it's huge in so many ways.
Bob, why did you start the segment without me?
Because you weren't here.
I was back with Donnie and Pony telling them, and Dan Sangrilli was very interested in the McCartney concert.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry.
Joe,
no.
You get lost sometimes back there.
I know.
We need to put you on a leash.
I have videos of Paul McCartney 3 feet literally away from me. It's a big
story.
It's pretty
amazing.
This day, Bob.
You should put those on social media, just how close you were. Show people where how close. Down in the front row.
Front row.
Front row.
Row
pretty,
A.
You're looking right up his nostrils. When he came
absolutely incredible. I'm sorry to interrupt the
No,
show.
We're
What's
talking
happening?
About that game, and I know you wanted to run a soundbite here, Pitt-Notre Dame. And, you know, Pat Narduzzi, I know what he was trying to say when he said what he said, but it's the wrong way to say it, I thought.
Well, why don't we take a listen then, Bob? Because going into this game, I understand what he said was technically correct. The bigger games are ahead, but this happens to be one of Pitt's highest profile games of the 21st century. Notre Dame's coming. Pitt.
College football game day is coming.
For the first time in 20 years. Pitt, as you've mentioned, by winning, can enhance their profile in case they win out and don't go to the ACC championship, which is possible. They may still have a case, but only if they beat Notre Dame. Plus, we're all wondering whether to take Pitt seriously or not. I think all the teams they've beaten in the ACC are a combined 5-23. They haven't beaten a good team all year. They were here last year. In fact, they were better. They were 7-0 in terms of record. But this year, Bob, they have a star quarterback. This is prove it time. This is a gigantic game. For some reason, Narduzzi wanted to downplay that. He made it sound like Akron is coming. Remember when James Franklin beat Pitt and he said it's no different than beating Akron?
Yeah.
This is what Narduzzi sounded like, Bob. Let's take a listen.
Absolutely not. It is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
Well, that contradicted himself right in the same sentence.
What'd he say?
Well, he said at the end, we're just concentrating on getting as many wins as he can, but he prefaced that by saying, I don't care if we lose 110-10.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to famous college football rallying cries, Bob, I'm not sure I'm putting, they can put 100 up on us, and I don't care with win one for the Gipper, right? I don't know that that's going to go down in history. Why is he doing that?
His message got convoluted. I don't think what he meant to say was, look, we understand where we are. We understand the importance of ACC conference games and why they are important after this week. But this week, we have Notre Dame. We got Notre Dame. We got the whole world watching.
The whole world.
We want to win them all. Those two at the end, they're big for us. But this is Notre Dame.
They can kick Notre Dame, who he referred to as America's team, out of the college football playoff. But too many Pitt seasons have been about, oh, yeah, we got a nice upset, and that made our season, like 13-9 or 43-42. This is big for that type of thing, but it's big for Pitt too. This is about Pitt doing things for Pitt, not saying, oh, we had a nice upset in another mediocre season. It's Notre Dame.
And it's late in the year, and it's on national TV, and it has everything to do with recruiting, with keeping your own recruits, with propping up the program to where you think it should be. These games...
I hope behind closed doors he's making it clear that to every single one of his players that this is one of the biggest football games most of you will ever play in your entire life, because it is.
Yeah, he's going to have to first say, hey, what I said it badly. I shouldn't have said it the way I said it. I hope you know how I feel about it, because I think he needed to do that also, because it just came out the wrong way.
Now, technically, he's right about this much. The bigger games as far as getting to the college football playoff are after this, Georgia Tech and Miami.
You want to give yourself a plan B in case plan A doesn't work. Like I said, you may not get with all these tiebreakers. I don't know.
You might not get there. But the best way to get there, and I just read, by the way, on ESPN today, I know we heard differently last week, the ACC, technically they could say to the ACC champion, you're not in. Right. But the ACC champion is getting in. And if Pitt wins their final two ACC games against Georgia Tech and Miami, they'll have a pretty good shot, I would think, depending on tiebreakers, to play in the ACC championship. And if they win, they're in. So they're alive here, but they were alive last year. They haven't beaten a good team yet all season. But, Bob, I think the guy who gives them the chance is Mason Heinschel. He is fun to watch. Did you hear what Frank Reich said about him 2 weeks ago?
I think I did, but I forgot what exactly he said. Refresh my memory.
He went on there, and, Frank Reich wasn't even a starter in the NFL, but he's worked with Peyton Manning. He's worked with Phil Rivers, Andrew Luck. At one time, Frank Reich had authored the biggest comeback in college and pro football history. Bob, did you know that?
I knew that.
Took Maryland back from 31-0 against Miami. Took the Bills back from 35-3 in the pros.
Which was more impressive of those two?
35-3.
35-3 was just... The game was already over. Everyone thought that, including probably their own players. But somehow, someway, they got going.
So he knows a thing or two about magical quarterback play. And he said this about Heinschel, and I wish I'd given you the clip limits, but I forgot. He said that quarterback Just go to the Florida State game, play number 46, Frank Reich said. The touchdown pass he throws. The end zone copy of that tape, I'm like, shoot, I don't know how many NFL quarterbacks can make that throw. He jumps in the air and torques his body back. That is a pretty impressive throw. He's athletic. He has great vision down the field. He can take a hit. There were several times he's stepping up in the pocket and is about to get hammered and makes a big throw down the field. Bob, this kid's had some hiccups, but the only hiccups are him being overly confident, and I'll take that to get the reward. He is a star, and he's the one that could make a difference coming down the stretch. They're, what, 11.5-point underdogs?
Yeah.
He gives them a shot. Do you agree?
Absolutely, and that's why I think they have a shot even if they don't get to the ACC championship. But they went out, and he continues to play well. The committee will be intrigued with him and that story because they want that kind of stuff in there. This is something that would sell itself, you know, in one of the early playoff games. But I like the fact that he has a short memory, too. He can make a mistake, and he can own it instantly and forget about it and come back and play with the same sort of aggressive, passionate play. He's not afraid because he made a mistake.
How about you, Wonder Twin? You giving him a shot as a double-digit home underdog?
Giving them a shot? Maybe I'm not going to wait until 159 on Friday. Guys, I think Pitt is going to win this game.
Let's get.
I'm saying it right now. I put it out on Twitter on Monday.
I hope you're right. I want to see that happen.
You know, and then the Pitt crowd came and said, oh, this is just Penn State guy trying to jinx them. No, I honestly believe that Pitt is going to win this game. I do think that. I think the energy in the stands is going to be significant with the college game day atmosphere.
And that's the other thing.
Build up to it.
I understand
that. That's the other thing about downplaying it, Bob. Is a win just catapults them into instead of people looking at next week's Georgia Tech game, like look at the pathetic.
If they
ACC,
lose 45-3,
yeah,
nobody's you're going to say, okay, well, that, what are we doing? We got to play Georgia Tech. You win, so be it.
And the nation
will
look at that. Yes,
this. No, and there's no question. And I'll tell you what, though, they were going to have to deal with one of the best running backs in the running games. Although Pitt's run defense has been good, this is going to be the ultimate challenge for them.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
And if they can withstand that early in the game and somehow jump on Notre Dame, puts a little pressure on them too.
If they lose this game, especially lose by what people Vegas thinks they'll lose by, then next week's Georgia Tech game, people will look at it nationally and say, oh, isn't that cute? Look at what passes for a big game in the little ACC. Whereas if they kick Notre Dame out of the college football playoff and have a command performance on national television with game day there, then all eyes are on Pitt, Georgia Tech. Then even maybe this is a game where even Pitt looks at it like in the backs of their minds, are we really to be taken seriously? Because look what happened to us last year. Right around this time, we were 7-0 and never won a game. I just think add up everything, and this is a massive game in the Narduzzi tenure at Pitt.
So, currently, Notre Dame is ranked 9th. Pitt is number 22. If Pitt wins, where will they be, and how far does Notre Dame fall?
That's a great question. How could you keep Pitt behind Notre Dame?
Well, they always do. Like, for example, I think Miami is still ranked. I forget where they're ranked, but they're ahead of Pitt. But they had lost to a couple of teams that I don't know if Georgia Tech's right. I got to look at the rankings.
I think Notre Dame would plummet if they lost as
What's
a double.
Plummet?
I think down to 20.
That far?
18, yeah. You have to.
Pitt would have to move up ahead
I think
of them.
It would be embarrassing if you had three lost Notre Dame. And who'd they lose to, Limits? What was
Texas
their?
A&M and Miami, both of which were ranked highly. And Texas A&M still ranked highly. They're undefeated.
The A&M
Those
game,
are good losses, actually.
Those actually are.
A&M
yeah.
was like fourth down with 7 seconds left.
Yeah, it was
left.
Very
they
close.
Scored.
Nevertheless, if you had a three-loss Notre Dame team and a two-loss Pitt team and Pitt beat Notre Dame, it would be embarrassing to have Pitt behind them still.
I wouldn't be surprised if they still would be behind them, though.
I know.
That's the way
the
those
are.
But
it,
I think
I
Pitt would move up to like 15 and Notre Dame may fall to 14 or something like that. But Pitt would move up, and if they continue to win, they keep moving up.
Man, Notre Dame's been hammering people, huh? But nobody really.
No,
that
but they're
good.
Actually
they
not. They beat Navy and they
USC
beat Boston
by 10,
College. Was not that good.
USC
they
by
were
double
sloppy.
Digits.
Yeah. No, they're very good. Don't get me wrong. I think
That's
Marcus Freeman's done a heck of a job with that.
Isn't
team.
That the point? I mean, they're still Notre Dame, right? They're still Are they the highest profile team in America? What do you guys think?
Well, I still think.
Oh, them at Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State probably is number one.
Just, well. No, I'm not talking about the best. I'm talking the highest
yeah,
profile.
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame is Notre Dame. That's why they do what they do on their own. They
I think
can do
they
whatever
are.
They do.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I would agree just because, I mean, think about there's Notre Dame fans like everywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you go. Whether that is just because of how high of a academic institution it is and people want to go there. A lot of people tie their faith back to Notre Dame. So there's a lot of different reasons why Notre Dame is so popular nationally.
And what do you think the crowd
nationally.
Will look like on Saturday then? How much
sold out.
Percent? No, I don't mean that. Percentage of green and gold?
Is it sold out already?
The Pitt announced today it is sold out.
Well,
there you go.
I knew that was going to happen. And they could do whatever they want. They're going to. But what do you think the breakdown is?
75-25?
Pitt.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe 70-30? I don't think it's going to be 50-50. Do you, Joe?
No.
No, but they're going to be a big, I'm sure, Notre Dame fans.
Oh, there'll be a ton.
There was a game in 2009. That's the one I'm thinking of. 2009, and I believe it was a Saturday night under Wani, right? Pitt 27, Notre Dame 22. Pitt improved to 9-1 in that game, and there was a light snow falling like ticker tape, Bob. Do you know who Notre Dame's quarterback was?
Brady Quinn.
Wrong.
No.
Limits?
No, that was my pick. DeShone Kizer.
Jimmy Clausen.
Jimmy Clausen, that's right. Number four, I think he was.
Golden Tate, Michael Floyd were on that team. And Pitt's quarterback was William Stull, who had a nice game, 15-27.
Yeah, he outperformed the Clausen.
Guess who had four catches for 46 yards with a long of 17 for Pitt? Wrong.
Dickerson.
Devin Street.
Doran Dickerson. Johnny Baldwin, 5 for 142. What happened to Pitt after that? I'm trying to think. Was that the 45-44 year? Or
it might have been because
that's
as good a record, 9-1 at that time. It must have been that. That would have taken you back to what year was that?
2009, and they were flying high that day.
Or that game. I still remember that game pretty vividly.
Yeah.
That was a crusher.
That was the 45-44. So they wind up 9-3. And I would say, well, there was the Kenny Pickett year, too. So of the last 40 years, the three best years, maybe the four best years, were Fiesta Bowl with Palco, but that was in kind of a watered-down Big East, right, with seven teams.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, Heisman run, 2009 when they were.
That was the year. That was the year that they had to strike, and they were in position to do it.
That was the year, and the Kenny Pickett year, I mentioned that. And this can be, this can top all of them. Do we agree on that if they make the playoff?
If they make the playoff, yes absolutely.
I'm glad we agree on that, Bob.
Yeah, I wish I knew more clarity on these tiebreakers because it requires what these last 3 weeks head-to-head and how it affects head-to-head.
So, Pitt was ranked 12th in the country going into that game. Holy horse milk.
Which one? The one that they lost to Notre Dame?
The one where they
beat Notre Dame.
Yeah. After that, they were ranked 12th going in. I'm trying to find out what they were ranked coming out. That had to have been one of the high watermarks for Pitt that late in the season in decades and decades and decades, Bob. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but then it just, again, it was set up for them to move beyond that and get to. And back then there was two teams in the playoffs. Is that what it was?
Pitt was number nine. Number
so
nine
from
going
to
into
nine.
Yes, going into the next week, and they lost to West Virginia. That was a, and I remember everybody saying, well, this game doesn't matter because you're playing for the Sugar Bowl next week, but still, it always matters.
It does.
It's kind of like
just
now.
Just like now.
Notre Dame matters.
If they, if, you know, in their last two games, they've lost by a combined, I don't know what it is, 103-10. They've been outscored by Notre Dame the last two times they've played them.
Really?
Yeah. 45, I think it was 45 or the three the last game.
Do you guys know who killed Pitt that day in 2009 for West Virginia? He ran for 134 yards on 17
Steve
carries.
Steve Slayton?
Wrong.
No.
Limits? Wrong.
I don't know.
Noel Devine with an 88-yard touchdown run.
And it was Devine, if you're a West Virginia fan.
It was hurtful, to put it mildly. All right, Bob.
Isn't it funny how you can remember a lot of things about games, but yet little things in life that happened recently, I can't remember.
My wife tells me that every day. She's like, "You don't remember, you know, where you put
it's my
where
birthday. You
put
you don't
this.
Remember,
yeah, right? You don't remember.
I'm
our
sorry,
anniversary?
But I was thinking about 2009 and
but you
West
remember
Virginia
Noel Devine had an 88-yard run in 2009.
Isn't it weird how that happens?
Yeah,
it just does.
We're one-track minds, Bob. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
So, what's your prediction, Limits?
My prediction is that Pitt will win this game on a game-winning field goal, 31-28.
Bob, do you think Pitt's going to win?
I'm hoping Pitt wins just because I want to see what happens after that with these games and they become bigger. But I've watched Notre Dame enough to know how good they are, and I don't know if Pitt has what it takes to stop them consistently. Puts a lot of pressure on Mason Heinschel, but we've been singing his praises. So I think it all comes down to how he faces their adversity of their defense, which is very opportunistic. So I'll say at this point probably no, but I hope yes.
I'm going to say no for now. I reserve the right to change my mind by Friday, but I think it's going to be wildly entertaining, and I give them a real shot. I can't wait to watch it. I just didn't think.
Pitt has some big-time players on defense who've made plays,
yeah.
and they're going to need those
and
guys
and some big-time playmakers on offense besides the quarterback.
They do. But the quarterback is the whole.
He makes it go.
Yeah, and you know.
He's another, I've made this comparison, he to me is a slightly bigger Johnny Football. He's got that cockiness, and I mean that in a good way, the on-field cockiness, the creativity, the off-script stuff. He's 18. Did you hear him on the station with the PM guys?
Yeah, I didn't hear it as it was live. I went back to listen because I figured he'd be very, I heard him with John Gruden. I thought he was terrific in that
situation. Oh my gosh.
Situation.
He handles it well for
18 years old. He's very mature.
When I was 18, I was watching Press Your Luck every morning and playing video games all day. This dude is like a leader of a program. He sounds like he's 30. Did you hear that interview?
I love Press Your Luck. I did hear that interview, yes.
It is a good show, isn't it, Limits?
He sounded very, very mature for his age. No doubt about
it.
In control. Just the tone of his voice and the way he spoke, you could just tell he's a very confident person.
Yeah, and you could tell.
And that rubs off, by the way, on the other guys on that team.
Imagine that type of guy in the huddle when it's a game-winning drive type of situation and the calm, cool, and collectiveness in the huddle. You could see that.
No doubt.
So how about if he does win and then the TV interviews after the game immediately afterwards and he pulls a Tyler Palko?
That would be great. I'm so proud of this Blanken football team. That would be incredible.
I mean, I could see that. He's a confident guy. He may let loose one. And then the mother comes in and says, we have to wash your mouth out with soap. You can't do that on national TV.
I think Frank Reich, you could tell because I saw the video of him talking, that it wasn't just coach speak for the game. He got it down to the play on tape. He's like, yeah, I was watching tape. Go to play 46 against Florida State, he said. Like, he was really effusive. And you remember that play. That's going to be a remembered Pitt play, I think, to jump in the air and, like Frank said, torque your body and
did.
Throw a touchdown.
The torquing of the body was impressive and to put the ball right where he had to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.